you've never been to Fort Scratchley, here's a great excuse. Music of the Guns is on this Saturday evening, and Bob Harper, Fort Scratchley's president, is going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and how are you?
Great, thank you. Great to have you. Now, what is Music of the Guns, and what makes it such a special night at Fort Scratchley?
Well, Music of the Guns is our one big event of the year where we raise some money for the fort to look after our museums and maintain all our equipment. And what you can expect if you come along tonight, we're lucky to have actually the Australian Army Band Newcastle playing, and they've played with us for quite a few years now. And they're going to be joined by the Australian Army Wives Choir as well. So you'll hear them singing. They were here last year and the wind sort of come at them a little bit, but they sounded absolutely beautiful last year. And also this year we're putting one of the high schools back in, and we've got the Merriweather High School Band coming along to play. So that's sort of the program, if you like.
Well, there's something unique about listening to music at a historical military fort. What's the atmosphere like during these types of events?
Look, it's right on sunset, so you got the sun to your back, sort of, and you sort of watch the sky just slowly darkening down. You know, we're going to have some cadets there, and they're going to be doing the flag lowering.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely beautiful up there at night. You know, it's one of the best views in Australia, and it's a brilliant background and some beautiful music to go with it.
It sounds like a great night. What should people know before they arrive? Like parking, what they can bring along, any age restrictions, etc.
Yeah, look, the only age restriction we've got is for children under 5. We've found in the past it's not really suitable for them. So what we've done is we've said, look, we'll let children come providing they're over 5. So unfortunately, the little ones aren't going to be able to come.
Mm-hmm.
When they get there, you'll find that we have got limited parking inside the up near the fort in the function centre. But there will be some commissionaires there from the council who will possibly be directing traffic. We have got a parking area, an overflow car park, just a little bit further down the road that they can be directed to. Now, if they've got somebody in the car that requires assistance to come in, they just let them know and they'll be allowed to drive up into the grounds and drop them out near the office there, and our buggy will come down and transport them up into the parade ground where the show will be going. And on top of that, my advice to anybody is, look, bring something warm just in case, because it can get a little bit breezy up there. Bring a blanket, some cushions. You want to have something to drink and eat, please feel free. You're there to enjoy yourself. And by the way, the tickets, at the moment, you're probably aware, the tickets are available on Tri-Booking. But on Saturday, if you find you want to come and you miss out on Tri-Booking, please don't hesitate. Still come on in. We can organise some tickets for you at the gate.
So it starts at 6. What time does it finish?
It usually finishes around 8. So it's a couple of hours straight through. That's one continual performance. We give people time then to get out. And the gates actually do open at 5. So if they want to come in a little bit early and find a good spot. And we do have chairs for hire there if you want them, if you don't want to carry your own chairs.
Wonderful. Well, what happens if it rains?
If it rains, what we'll do is at 4 o'clock, we make the decision before 4, we will put it straight up on our website and on our Facebook page. So if people want to go and check them out, keep an eye on it. Hopefully, we're not going to have to worry about it, but, you know, you never know.
Well, fingers crossed. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Oh, look, we've got everything crossed.
Yeah. And if it is postponed, will it go ahead another time or...?
Look, it would appear we've already had to move it once this year. We were due to go on the 2nd of November. But you may remember there was that big thing down below the hill there with all the music being played.
Oh, that's right.
And we had to push it back 2 weeks. So the problem we've got is that it's getting awfully close to Christmas, and it may be a little bit hard for people. So what we'd probably do, if we cancel, we may have to issue refunds to everybody.
Okay, well, you guys do a lot there, and you have a lot of volunteers. Is there any way that people can donate to Fort Scratchley?
Look, by coming along, they're donating to us, but we have our bins out. They won't be on the night, but people can make a donation directly to us. If you want to make an extra donation to one of the guides, hand it to one of the guides, and they'll make sure it goes into the right place. And our shop won't be open on the night, but, you know, the way to support us is come back on another day and come in and wander around the fort, do a tunnel tour, speak to the guides, and if you feel like you've earned we've earned our money, make a donation by all means. It's free to come in normally. You can wander wherever you like, and we encourage people and families to come up onto the hill during the day. There's nice grassed areas. There's a really good bank for the young ones to roll down, and a lovely spot to sit down and just enjoy the day.
It's a beautiful part of Newcastle, that's for sure. Music of the Guns is on at Fort Scratchley this Saturday from 6 p.m. Gates open at 5, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for filling us in, Bob.
Not a problem at all. And if you're there, you look out for me. I'm the big bloke. Not the big bloke out the front pushing people around. I'm the big bloke hiding up inside. Come up and say good day to me. We're happy. All the guides are happy to talk to you. You get their photos taken. Make them feel good.
And if anyone wants to volunteer, can they speak to you?
Oh, please do. You know, like I said, I'll be wandering around in a uniform too. I'll have my badge on. So you can just ask anybody where Bob is and they'll soon tell you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bob Harper.
Look, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Excellent. Thanks very much.